It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll learn about the new documentary that follows a Madison man who tries to reduce his medication for a mental illness. We talk with the director of the film, Crazy. First, a new package of bills aimed at reducing homelessness in Wisconsin was introduced by state Republican lawmakers yesterday. In the legislation, lawmakers are calling for a new council to be created and for state money to be allocated for grant programs, among other things. Laurel White joins us now. She's the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Laurel, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Laurel, who's proposing this suite of bills?
So it's a small coalition of Republican lawmakers. On the Assembly side, kind of leading the charge is Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinecke. And then on the Senate side, it's Alberta Darling, who is one of the chairs of the Joint Finance Committee, so a prominent Republican in the Senate. So we've got two powerful players in both the Assembly and Senate backing this package of bills.
And like you said, it's a package of bills. Can you break that down a little for us? What's in them?
Sure. So we have four bills here. And one of them, as you mentioned, is creating a council that brings together different state agencies that provide services to the homeless. So it kind of identifies the primary providers for homeless services, picks out about eight agencies, and has the secretary of each of those agencies sit on this council. They're supposed to come together and talk about services, kind of coordinate, review state policy, and possibly establish some new state policies. And interestingly, Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish has stepped up and said that she's interested in chairing this new council if the legislation does pass.
And that's another, I gather, looks at the funding allocations for housing. How does that work?
That's right. So this is one of the reforms to different grant programs for combating homelessness in Wisconsin. It's a little bit wonky. Essentially, Wisconsin had allocated money for housing solutions for the homeless and specified what sort of housing that money needed to be spent on. And there have been new models that have emerged for service providers. Some folks might be familiar with models called Housing First or Rapid Rehousing. So these are kind of developing models in the homeless services community. And what this legislation would do would be to allow state funding to flow more readily into those types of housing solutions rather than pre-identified, previous models. So it's not any new money. It's about $300,000 that this legislation deals with, but that's previously allocated money. It's not any spending increase. It's just kind of a rearranging.
And what about funding for homeless shelters?
So one of the other things that isn't specifically to do with shelters, there's nothing in this package actually that has to do with shelters. But another thing that this legislation would do is to start a new two-year pilot program that helps people who have been in and out of shelters frequently. They're called chronically homeless. So the National Housing and Urban Development Department defines chronically homeless as someone who has some sort of disabling condition, whether that's mental health, physical disability, who's been homeless for a year or more, or who has reentered homelessness at least four times in the past 3 years. So this new pilot program would target those individuals and actually push them up a waiting list to get them Section 8 housing. So they wouldn't be utilizing shelters. They wouldn't be continuing to kind of re-enter the system as they had been in previous years. And according to some numbers that lawmakers shared yesterday, it sounds like there are about 5,000 people that fit this this classification on the waiting list. Now, not all of those folks are chronically homeless, but the waiting list is about 5,000. It would move the chronically homeless to the top of that list.
We're talking with Laurel White right now, State Capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio, and she's with us to talk about a new package of GOP bills just announced, introduced in the state legislature that aims to address homelessness in the state. And Laurel, looking again at that Section 8 housing, I understand that availability has been a problem. There's been a shortage. Has anything been done to address that particular aspect?
No. That is a question that came up at the press conference yesterday. This package of bills doesn't do anything to increase the amount of affordable housing in Wisconsin, doesn't add any money, to create new facilities or anything like that. This is a lot of sort of structural rearranging. Kind of, I talked about moving around the money a little bit, launching the pilot program to target certain populations. So it wouldn't aim to get more people in housing by creating more housing. It's just trying to be, I think, what proponents would say would be more strategic about how services are provided and hopefully, I think in their eyes, making services more efficient, effective, reaching the people that need it most.
And is there anything within this package, Laurel, that looks at employment or job training specifically?
There is a program. They're calling it the Better Way Initiative. This is kind of an interesting program that they say is modeled off of something that has been happening in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The program is called Better Way there, and it's a van that drives around, picks up homeless people, and offers them employment, pays them to do kind of cleanup or other work on public places. So this piece of legislation that's actually also included in the governor's budget, three of these four bills are in the governor's budget, would launch this program in Wisconsin. And it would provide $75,000 in each year of the biennium, so $150,000 total, to local municipalities that are interested in having this sort of Better Way model in their community. Now, there is a financial caveat. Municipalities have to come up with $50,000 of their own to match the $75,000 coming from the state. So this is something that, you know, wouldn't necessarily be implemented immediately with state funds. It requires that state and local collaboration to actually get on its feet and get running.
And I know that this idea that homelessness is an urban problem, that idea has been talked about lawmakers and saying this is a myth we need to dispense with and treat this as something that affects urban and rural areas. Do you see that sort of holistic approach when you look at this particular suite of bills?
Absolutely. That's something that Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinecke mentioned yesterday that was top of mind for Republican lawmakers as they were discussing this package of bills. And if you remember back when we talked a little bit about that reallocation of funding for those different housing models, well, another little facet of that particular bill is actually freeing up money to move more freely around the state. Currently, funding is required kind of geographically, but now if this legislation passes, it could move more readily to high needs areas. We don't know exactly what that would mean, but, you know, in terms of where the money would go, we don't know right now what the most high needs areas are for sure. It's not listed in the legislation, but that kind of changes how the funding is spread out across the state potentially.
And as we wrap up, you know, we've been saying this is a GOP package of bills. What have Democrats had to say about it?
Well, Democrats weren't incredibly thrilled by the package released yesterday. We had some statements coming out after the bills were released. Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca said that the bills don't go far enough. Senate Minority Leader Jennifer Schilling said, you know, she actually sort of pivoted and said, this is what Democrats don't want to do. Democrats want to raise wages. They want to expand access to affordable health care. And we want to work on restoring tenant rights. So she sort of dismissed the Republicans' plans and said, this is what we would rather work on. And then we had a couple Madison lawmakers step up and say, you know, these are cosmetic, not real solutions. The cosmetic term was from Melissa Sargent, a Madison Democrat, and then Madison Democrat Lisa Subek said, people with no place to sleep tonight, this is a quote, don't have time to wait for a bureaucratic council or pilot program. So we had some pretty quick pushback from Democrats in the legislature against this package.
Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Laurel White is the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News, and she was with us there to talk about a suite of GOP bills just introduced in the legislature that aims to address homelessness here in Wisconsin.